international standards to fulfill its obligations with treaty bodies, as well as for the work that they have done to develop capacities in collaboration with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Furthermore, we underscore the electoral process in 2020 and the presentation of a draft law on equal treatment in the workplace, which prohibits discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation or gender identity in the labor market. With a view to Suriname continuing to make progress in the promotion and protection of human rights, we would like to respectfully recommend, first, to continue efforts to ratify the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhumane, or Degrading Treatment, as well as the optional protocol of the Convention on the Rights of the Child on the Participation of Children in Armed Conflicts. 2. To establish and set up a national human rights institution in keeping with the Paris Principles. 3. To continue to take measures to eradicate all forms of violence and discrimination towards women, girls, and people in the LGBTI community. 4th, to adopt comprehensive public policies aimed at ensuring the rights of persons deprived of liberty. We wish Suriname every success during this third cycle of the UPR. Thank you.